Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on who or what is the beast. Now, I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of pressure to receive the mark of the beast. For fear of people's lives, they will receive the mark of the beast. But I'm here to tell you that it is dangerous to receive the mark of the beast, because even though you may, by receiving the mark of the beast, avoid the wrath of the beast, which means that perhaps your physical life will be spared, if you receive the mark of the beast, you will receive the wrath of God. And the wrath of God is much worse than the wrath of the beast, because the wrath of God has to do with your eternal life, with your very salvation. So I am pleading with you, please do not bow to the pressure to receive the mark of the beast. Now, the beast itself is the resurrected Roman Empire. The image of the beast is the Roman Catholic Church, and the mark of the beast is 666, which is Latinos. That is taken from the word Roman. So when it says the mark of the beast being 666, we derive that from the Greek word for Roman, which is Latinos, and that's Latinos. If you use the numeric values for each of those letters, they add up to 666. Now, this mark is the identifying sign of a system. This mark of the beast, which is a Roman system, this mark of the beast is the identifying sign of a system. This Roman system of church and state is a system of disobedience to God. The church is the Roman Catholic Church, and the state is the resurrected Roman Empire. And so this Roman system, which is identified by the mark of the beast, this Roman system, which again in Greek is Latinos, and if you add up the numeric values for Latinos, it comes to 666. So this Roman system of church and state is a system of disobedience to God. We know this because the mark of the beast is branded upon people's foreheads and upon their right hands. And the forehead represents our worship, and the right hand represents our work. Satan, the power behind the two beasts, the beast and the image of the beast, Satan is the power behind both of those beasts, and he uses these two beasts to mislead people into disobedience against God. Satan is the God of this world, and he commands people to reject God's command in connection with worship and work. So what is God's specific command in relationship to worship and work? It is the Sabbath day, which we went over in the previous program. But let's read a little bit more about this to see that the Sabbath was a sign to Israel. All right, it is not a sign for the church. I'm not saying that the Sabbath is a sign for the church, but what I am saying is that God identifies a sign, one of his commandments, that linked him to his people and linked his people to him. We can find this in Exodus chapter 31 and verses 13 through 18. This is Exodus chapter 31 and verses 13 through 18. Here it says, Moses, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, truly, you shall keep my Sabbath. Why? For it is a sign or a mark. This is God's mark. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations. Why? To know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies you. So just as God sanctified the seventh day, God is using this sanctified day to say, if you come and worship me on this day that I have made holy, then you too are sanctified. So he says, truly you shall keep my Sabbath, recognizing that I am the one who created the heavens and earth in 6 days, and on the seventh day rested. So every time you keep the Sabbath, you are remembering me as the one true God. You are not bowing down to worship Satan, the god of this world, who has his day, which is Sunday, and not the Sabbath day. It is for Satan the devil the first day and not the seventh day. Satan is the god of this world. He counterfeits what the true God does. And so God says that you shall remember the Sabbath day, keep the Sabbath day. Why? Because I want you to know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy to you. 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yahweh. It is a sign between me and the sons of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave to Moses, when he had made an end of speaking with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written by the finger of God. So we know that this Sabbath day is one of the commandments of God, because those commandments were written on 2 tables of stone. And the Sabbath is the 4th of the 10 commandments. Now, what does God say about his commandments overall? Because now this specifically talks about how the commandments are supposed to be a sign or a mark that is upon the foreheads and in the hands of God's people, whereas the mark of the beast is branded upon the foreheads and right hands of the followers of the beast system. And we know that Satan, the god of this world, is behind this beast system. And so we see Satan has his counterfeit, but this is the true thing that we're about to talk about here, God's sign. And this is found in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verses 5 through 15. This is Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verses 5 through 15. Here it says, "You shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." Now, this is something that's very interesting. We look in the New Testament, under the New Covenant, it says the very same thing. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. That's in the New Testament, but that's taken directly from the Old Testament. So this is why I'm bringing this up. I don't believe that the Sabbath is a sign today for God's people. What I do know is that God says that through the keeping of his commandments, we are to love him with all of our heart, might, and soul. And then the second commandment is like that, that we shall love our neighbors as ourselves. So what I am saying is that the keeping of the commandments teaches us how to love God and to love our neighbors. And that is what the true people of God must do. So God says that this is a sign for his people if we have love for God and love for one another. And the commandments of God teach us about the love of God. And one of the commandments of God, the 4th commandment, is the Sabbath, which God also said was a sign. So let's read this again. It says, "You shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall carefully teach them to your sons, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up," every time, in other words, "and you shall bind them," catch this, "you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes." In other words, you shall have on these commandments so that you don't turn to the left or to the right. It's right on your foreheads, right between your eyes. You are focused on them, and that's going to keep you on the right path. That will keep you from deception. That will keep you from accepting the sign or the mark of the beast. If you have the sign or the mark of God on your right hand or on your forehead, which is the keeping of God's commandments, obedience to God. Remember that I said that this Roman system, this beast system, is a system of disobedience to God, because it causes people to worship God in vain, in a way that is not in the right spirit and not in truth. And God says that those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So God is giving us a great truth here, that you shall bind the commandments of God for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be also stamped on your foreheads. Now, why does God say this? God says that he wants you to do this so that you can stay on the right path. You shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people around you, for Yahweh is a jealous God among you. He doesn't want you to follow other gods, because if you do, the wrath of Yahweh your God will be kindled against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the earth. Now, God is talking specifically to the physical nation of Israel, and he said that he would destroy them physically if they disobeyed God by following after the traditions and commandments of men. But now God says to his spiritual nation of Israel, his church, Christians, that he will destroy them eternally if they follow this system of disobedience, this Roman beast system that teaches people to worship him in error. So let's turn over to Revelation chapter 14, and we'll read verses 8 through 12. This is Revelation chapter 14 and verses 8 through 12. It says, another angel follows, saying, the great city, which is this Roman Empire and the Roman Catholic Church, this great city, Babylon, has fallen. If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives a mark in his forehead or in his hand, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, having been mixed undiluted. God is going to pour out his wrath undiluted, no mercy, having been mixed undiluted in the cup of his wrath. And these people will be tormented by fire and brimstone before the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. In other words, people will be cast into the lake of fire. But notice what God says at the end. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are the ones who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. In other words, God is saying, don't receive the mark of the beast in order to avoid the wrath of the beast. What you need to do is receive the mark of God in order to avoid the wrath of God, because the wrath of God will be poured out undiluted. The wrath of God is eternal punishment, whereas the wrath of the beast can be simply death of the physical body, but not eternal death. So God says, here is the patience of the saints. Wait it out. You may be persecuted, but wait it out. Don't bow to the pressure. Here are the ones who keep the commandments of God. You, my friends, must keep the commandments of God, all of God's Ten Commandments, including the Sabbath day, the seventh day, and not Sunday. Now, I know that these are very, very hard words to accept, but I'm pleading with you. Go back, read all of this article, which is on our website, and you'll have the website at the end of the program. It's free. Freely we have been given, freely we give. We give to you because we don't want you to receive the mark of the beast. And Sunday is the hallmark of this beast system, this satanic, deceptive, counterfeit system. And the Catholic Church is the one who has changed the Sabbath from the seventh day to the first day, from Saturday to Sunday. There is no scriptural authority to do that. This is the mark of the beast.